Hello, everyone. My name is Roland. I have a degree in pastoral psychology, a doctoral degree. I have a master's degree in human relations, a doctoral degree in pastoral psychology. I've been on the air for 25 years helping people, and I'm the author of 17 books. Why do we have food issues? Have you noticed how a lot of people have food issues? In fact, we all have food issues. In fact, cultural food in and of itself, cultural food is hypnotic. Have you noticed how people become separated? Look, we're all brothers and sisters. All people around the world, doesn't matter what race you are, what nationality you are, doesn't what country you come from, doesn't matter, we're all people. See? We're all human beings. We all have a soul. We have needs and we have loves and we have aspirations and dreams. We're all the same. But what separates us? See? It's obviously different isms, different. But even more than that, it's culture itself. See, one person says, I'm a this, and the other one says, I'm a that. And one person eats food with chopsticks, and the other with a fork. And one person eats spicy food, and another eats plain food. And one listens to one type of music, and another listens to another. And they somehow, that separates them from their common humanity. See, it separates them from their brotherhood of humankind. See? All right, so we're all people. Okay, and no matter how old we are either, whether we're a little tiny baby or we're a toddler or a teenager, young adult, an old person, we're all people. Okay? All right, so that separates us. So we have food, so that's a food issue right there. Then the other thing about food is that a lot of times moms exert their will. Mom exerts her will through food. You see mom's the little child sitting in a high chair and the mom's forcing the food into the child's mouth and it keeps turning its head because the child's not hungry right now or doesn't want to. See, we like to do things ourselves to some extent. We don't like things being forced upon us. See, so mom's will. So if mom's will was that you resent your father. See, if she hated her husband, if your mom resented her husband, she was unhappy, she resented her husband. Then everything she did had undercurrents of resentment or false. She resented her husband, and then she felt guilty for the resentment. Then she was nice and served out of guilt to assuage the guilt. But everything she did, see, whether it was tinged with resentment. See, and her will was see. Your mom undoubtedly was somewhat willful or very willful. She couldn't help it. She couldn't help it. Okay, so she was willful, and she wanted you to look up to her and love her, see? And she may have wanted you to resent your father because she resented him. She hated him. If you sided with your father and loved your father more than her, then you would have had hell to pay. See, so there's that involved in food. And then the other thing about food is that it's a substitute love, see? And the basis is in Father Hunger. A nice psychiatrist lady wrote a book called Father Hunger. A very good title, very aptly titled. The basis, the most deep basis of our food issues is a poor relationship with our father who wasn't there for us, or father who was weak, a father who was there but he wasn't there for us. You see what I mean? He let things happen to us. He wasn't there to guide us and love us and care for us and nurture us and support us somehow. He was weak, or he was gone, or he was a wimp, or he was violent, or a drug alcoholic, or something or other. But in some way he failed us. See? And that separation from God is from father is like separation from God, because his father's supposed to stand in for God in the eyes of a child. Father's stands in for God in the eyes of a child. And so the father, for better or worse, is a representative of the heavenly kingdom. See? But your father failed. See? And he worshipped women. He was a womanizer, possibly, or a woman worshiper. See? Or he was like a woman. And so your mom became the power, the throne. See? And he worshipped her. But who was her authority? What authority stands behind the woman? Remember the Garden of Eden? It was the serpent. So behind the woman stands the government and the bureaucracy and the earthly church and all of the institutions and hell itself, all the principalities and powers that oppose God, see, will come to mom's rescue. See, when she hates her husband, okay? So there you have all of those issues, and so you see then you look for a substitute love, and it's food. But when you eat too much food, then it makes you too fat, so you hate the food. So then you hate the food and struggle with the food, and it gains more power over you, and then in frustration you give in, and the food loves you, but then it's not a true love. You see what I mean? The secret then is to see all of this, get the meditation that I have, learn to practice it so you can stand back and observe all of your issues and symptoms and everything else and see what happened, okay? And then forgive your father. In other words, drop your resentment against your father and all men. You will see eventually that he couldn't help himself. He was a failure. Nobody had love for him. Nobody explained it to him properly, and he failed, and your mother was too much for him, and so forgive your father. My name is Roland Trujillo.